You're listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Friday, September 6th. After a flat summer enrollment, TAMU officials report that fall enrollment at the university appears to have rebounded with a record 7,633 students in preliminary enrollment reports. That's an increase of 4.4% over fall's 7,313 headcount at the same time last year. Semester credit hours are also up 4%. TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck said that the growth has been hard won. "We've been working aggressively to share the university's story and our strengths with potential students and their families. It's a gradual, intensive process, but clearly has yielded some very positive results. We have retooled some programs, boosted our online offerings, and looked at ways that we can better support students and their experiences here with programs like Study Abroad and internships." He said the university's focus over the next few days would be to work with enrolled students to make sure that they will be able to pay their tuition and fees. He explained, "Our financial aid staff is working relentlessly with students to find out about their needs to identify funding sources that can keep them here for the semester. We want them here, we want them to graduate, and we want them to be able to meet their financial obligations." TAMU financial aid offices are open for extended services on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday and Tuesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call 326-2225 or email financialaid@tamu.edu for more information on financial aid. Laredoans will have a chance to be a part of television history by attending a special screening of the landmark PBS series Latino Americans on Tuesday, September 10th at the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. KLRN, Laredo's PBS affiliate, will present the screening free of charge for audiences of all ages, along with a local panel discussion. TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck will moderate the panel discussion. Laredo native and KLRN President and CEO Mario Vasquez said the series is a source of considerable pride for him. He said, "The Latino American series brings to light very real stories that hit home with our viewing community. Not only am I proud that these stories will be told in my hometown of Laredo, I am proud that they are being told nationwide across the PBS spectrum." The panelists for the discussion will be Margarita Araiza, Executive Director of the Webb County Heritage Foundation, Dr. Guadalupe Gorordo, Associate Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction at United Independent School District, Marcela Moran, TAMU Associate Professor of Communication, Ignacio Perez, Assistant Chief Patrol Agent, U.S. Border Patrol, and Roberta Ramirez, Assistant Superintendent of Instruction at LASD. Latino Americans is narrated by actor Benjamin Bratt and features interviews with close to 100 Latinos from the worlds of politics, business, and pop culture, including Herman Badillo, Dolores Huerta, Gloria Estefan, Rita Moreno, and many more. For additional information, visit pbs.org. Join TAMU for a two-day tribute to 9/11 hosted by the TAMU Kappa Delta Chi Alpha Iota Chapter, Tuesday, September 10th and Wednesday, September 11th. Both events are free and open to the public. Kappa Delta Chi will start work on a 9/11 tribute quilt Tuesday, September 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Student Center Rotunda. The Where You Were quilt will be displayed in the Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library during the tribute ceremony September 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. Also next week, TAMU students will observe Hispanic Heritage Month with several events which celebrate Hispanic heritage. The TAMU Office of Student Orientation, Leadership and Engagement and Campus Activities Board will hold El Grito Thursday, September 12th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. in the Student Center Rotunda. Students will have a chance to win prizes during the popular semester event Loteria Tuesday, October 1st from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom. Doors will open at 6 p.m. Admission to Loteria is limited to TAMU students with a valid student ID. For more information, contact the Office of Student Orientation, Leadership, and Engagement at 956-326-2280. Additional information is also available at facebook.com/txamiu.osa. The new TAMIU Master Performer Series at TAMIU ushers in with a performance by internationally acclaimed pianist Dr. Joachim Reinhuber, Thursday, September 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free and open to the public. The Master Performer Series at TAMIU is the latest series offered by the TAMIU College of Arts and Sciences Department of Fine and Performing Arts. The new series replaces and expands on the Steinway series and the Organ Recital series. It not only includes pianists and organists, but other instrumentalists as well. The inaugural recital by Dr. Reinhuber will feature music written by Brahms, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and Frédéric Chopin. The Master Performer Series at TAMIU is made possible by the generous support of Housing and Residence Life at TAMIU. The next installment is scheduled for the spring with additional recitals given by Master Performers. For more information, contact Dr. Fritz Gechter at fgechter@tamiu.edu or call 956-326-2639. A full calendar of the university's fine and performing arts is available at tamiu.edu, where you can also download our mobile app.